Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Rick Caruso's coming on. He's going to be on about 3:20 next hour. Rick Caruso. We're going to start off by talking about that absurd, ridiculous graffiti tower that's rotting in the middle of downtown here in Los Angeles. Let's now, you probably have heard about Alexei Navalny. He is the opposition leader that was murdered by Vladimir Putin this week. Navalny had been poisoned some years ago, and then eventually he was put into an Arctic prison, and he has suddenly died this week. And we're going to talk now with Robert Sherman from News Nation, because the widow is now speaking out and the family wants to see the body. Let's get Robert Sherman on from News Nation. It's a new cable television news channel that you should watch. It's on your cable system. Robert, how are you?
Doing all right, John. Doing all right. I mean, it's definitely one of those. The way that Russia operates is very different than the United States. I mean, for days on end, we've seen these demonstrations taking place around the globe. I mean, we're at the Russian embassy, right across from the Russian embassy here in Tel Aviv, Israel, and we've seen demonstrations for days on end. But now you're really starting to see this, you know, focus on, okay, what exactly happened here? And the latest from the Russians, they're not handing over that body yet. They say that they have to do a two-week forensic analysis. Navalny's mom put out a plea on social media today asking for the right to bury her son with dignity. But the Russians aren't budging on all of this. I mean, as you can imagine, you just take all these facts for what they are. It's certainly an eyebrow raiser, that's for sure.
Explain to people who are not familiar, who don't follow the day-to-day political situation in Russia, what did Alexei Navalny represent to people in Russia and around the world? What did he do? What did he say that got him so much notoriety and made him such an enemy of Putin to the point where Putin had to kill him?
You know, I mean, it's important to understand the geopolitical climate in Russia, in that here in the United States, political dissent is something that is protected by the United States Constitution. That is not the case in Russia. I mean, you have to have permits in order to protest in Moscow. Otherwise, you know, you're going to prison and you might not be coming out for a while. So, I mean, taking that all here as well, I mean, he's well known for speaking out against the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. I mean, trying to, you know, have situations in which, you know, people in Russia had different choices. He's very against corruption in Russia, and that's something that's very well documented throughout all levels of Russia's government as well. And it's something that has not sat well with the Kremlin or Vladimir Putin's leadership. And I mean, you see the way that all of these world leaders have been weighing in recent days around Western Europe and the United States, you know, for what he stood for. I mean, there are a lot of concerns about the vacuum that is being left behind and the damage done politically in Russia, which is why you now see this focus on what kind of sanctions should be applied to Russia or what kind of punishment should be put in place there. And I mean, jury's out if any of that will really make a difference here. I mean, the bigger thing is that, I mean, you see these demonstrations taking place around the globe. He definitely spoke to a certain population in Russia. There's an appetite there for something different than the status quo, and he's now gone.
But his supporters can't really speak out publicly very much, or they can get the same treatment.
Exactly. I mean, it is a completely different world than the United States. I mean, the people who are the most outspoken right now, we're in Israel. I mean, there's a huge Russian population here in Israel. And you talk to all of these people here, you know, they escaped Russia. They love their country, but they don't want to go back to their country. And as we were walking outside the Russian embassy here in Israel, someone was holding up a sign that said, "Don't give up hope." And I think that's a real testament to what all of this is here. You know, the feeling that a lot of these Russians who feel like they can't go home, how they feel about this whole situation and what he stood for.
You know, considering how many thousands, tens of thousands of young men he's killed, his own young men from Russia in the war, and then all those Ukrainian men and women. I mean, he is responsible for tens of thousands of deaths in the last few years. It's not really shocking that he would take out one of the few public critics in Navalny. This is what he does. He kills people.
Right. You know, I mean, again, you know, I've said it a few times. I mean, Russia just operates so differently. I mean, I spent a good amount of time in Ukraine when the war broke out. And you would see the reaction that was coming from Russia and the people who, you know, we were trying to be in touch with in Russia. And people were so afraid to say anything. You know, I mean, people would run from cameras and run from microphones and just say, I support Putin and don't ask me any more questions. I mean, that is the sentiment there, is that you just don't have the opportunity to really disagree.
And you're probably afraid to speak to your family or friends because you could be snitched on.
Of course. You know, I mean, that's well documented as well. I mean, we've met plenty of people, you know, in Ukraine, you know, who had family in Russia. And, you know, I mean, their family members would snitch on them and their family members would sell them out. You know, I mean, it's a scary reality for sure.
All right. Well, thanks very much for coming on and explaining all this.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Robert Sherman from News Nation. He's the News Nation national correspondent. And News Nation is the newest and really, really good cable news channel on your cable news system. So give it a watch if you can. We have shocking news that came across last night. It was so shocking, I immediately sent it out to Deborah and Eric and Ray. It started a lot of controversy with the reactions, but here it is. I'll just give you a tease, and then we'll get into it. The headline, Men and Women's Brains Do Work Differently.
Dun, dun, dun.
Scientists discover for the first time. Do you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, and we needed scientists to do research to tell us that men and women's brains work differently. Wow. I was floored by that.
I
never noticed it.
I didn't either. I just thought that women's brains are way more sophisticated and, you know, smarter.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
You still think that?
I do.
Ray had a different response.
Yeah, of course he did.
Much different.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
We got breaking news last night, which just stunned me. You may not know this, But according to Stanford University researchers, the brains of men and women operate differently. This is the first time that science has discovered that men and women's brains are not the same. Up until now, apparently they thought they were the same. Now, I don't know any real person out in the street who would say that.
I was going to say, I don't think I needed a Stanford education to tell you that.
Well, there is. Have you ever heard the term social construct?
Oh, yeah. That's big time in the college campuses these days.
Right.
Exactly. I have not heard.
I never heard this until one of my sons came home from college with this. And it's like, what is a social construct? And he said what they teach is that all our relationships is something that society constructed. It's not in our genetics. It's not in our genetics necessarily to be a man or a woman, to act a certain way as a father or a mother, to act a certain way with someone from the opposite sex, just maybe sexual attraction itself is a construct. It's something that society imposed at different times in society. Homosexual behavior was embraced and encouraged. Other times it's shamed and repressed. But the whole idea was we are the way we're programmed by society, that there is no natural inclination that men have, that men aren't born men. Women aren't born women. We're told how to be men and women. Our interests are decided by society and whatever the prevailing norms are.
That's why people are talking about not wanting to dress their girls in pink and their boys in blue and the toy aisles in certain stores. You know, not to have a girls aisle and a boys toy aisle.
And it's all nonsense. And I've thought it's been nonsense for, you know, forever. I don't know how long this has been going on. It seems like the last, you know, last 20, 30 years. And it isn't true. I never believed it. But they'll say, no, you just don't understand. Science and researchers have investigated this, and it's all social. Well, here's what they suddenly found. Stanford University has shown it's possible to tell the sexes apart based on activity in hotspot areas. There is an area of the brain known as the default mode network. How is that in your case? It's the neurological center of your self. It is important in introspection and retrieving personal memories. Okay? This has something to do with a man being a man and a woman being a woman. Then there's the limbic system that regulates emotion, memory, deals with sexual stimulation. Yes, I think if you look at emotion and sexual stimulation, there's definitely a difference between men and women. But they actually found the hot spot in your brain.
Uh-huh.
I think we know that men are more visually oriented.
Yes.
For sex.
Yep.
Well, I guess they found a man's hot spot that lights up when he looks at a naked photo.
You need a study for that. Okay.
And apparently your hot spot doesn't react quite the same way.
Okay.
Brain differences could influence how males and females view themselves. See, it's not society telling you what you are. It's you telling you what you are. The brain differences change how they interact with people and how they recall past experiences. Oh, yeah.
What?
There's a difference between the way women remember some things and men.
Well, because we remember everything and you guys forget key parts. That's what you're talking about, right?
On purpose. We want to forget things.
And we won't let you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Our findings suggest that differences in brain activity patterns across these brain regions contribute to sex-specific variations in cognitive functioning. That means there are differences in the way our brains function and how we think.
No.
We have different brain activity. Yes. And but further research is needed to fully understand the implications here. They have also found that there's marked differences in how men and women perform in the real world. Women are better at reading comprehension and writing, on average. They have good long-term memory. Conversely, men seem to have stronger visual and spatial awareness and better working memory. But they for years, they couldn't exactly nail down those differences in neural activity inside the brain. But now they have a kind of AI, a type of computer learning that has unlocked these secrets. You know what? You know what's funny? Until they came up with this AI analysis, nobody would admit that men and women are different in these circles, in academic circles, or among activists. Right? We were being forced to believe that had I been born under different circumstances, I actually would think of myself as a woman and I'd be acting like a woman. I only think I'm a man and I only act like a man because that was the society or the family that I was raised in. And they really try, and they've shoved a lot of this crap at kids for the last generation.
Do you remember a book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus?
Yes.
I mean, that was so popular how many years ago?
I think back in the 80s.
Right. I mean, because it clearly explains how different men and women are.
Because if I remember, that was a guy who actually analyzed male and female behavior that you see every day, that you experience
yes.
every day.
Yes.
And this was like some kind of weird brainwashing in recent years. And well, I don't want to get into all those variations that are being explained to us these days. The model, let's see, where do they have? Okay, so they had a computer model, and they showed the computer model MRI scans of working brains. And they told the AI, you're looking at a man or you're looking at a woman. And over time, the AI was able to pick out subtle differences between the two sexes that had been missed by humans. You see, humans couldn't pick up what they were looking at in the brain scan, but the AI could detect the differences and was informing the researchers that, hey, you really do have a woman here.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Look, this brain is acting differently than this guy's brain. They tested it on 1,500 brain scans, and the machine could tell whether it was a man or a woman more than 90% of the time.
Is it because the women's brain?
Well, the hotspots react.
Larger.
Huh?
Larger.
It's size doesn't matter.
I know. In that case.
It's what you do with it.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
All right, more coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt show on demand on the iHeart app. You can listen to what you missed. You've already missed Tracy Park, who is the West Side councilwoman. And we talked about voting no on Measure HLA in L.A. City. That would bring back the road diets big time. And that has to be voted down. So you could listen to her discuss it. And we're going to talk more about the road diets later in the show. Also, we're going to have Rick Caruso on at 3:20 talking about the embarrassing graffiti tower in downtown L.A. We're also going to have Bill Malusian on because Bill is now... He's been at the Texas-Mexico border for most of the last 3 years. He's now shifted to where the action is, the California border, because Greg Abbott has done a real good job of largely shutting down much of the Texas border. And so the drug cartels are sending the illegal aliens over a mountain south of San Diego. And that's where they're now streaming in. He was there yesterday, and it was quite the sight, quite the coverage. So we'll talk to Bill about it coming up. Thursday's a big day. Thursday, we're going to do our show from the Honda Center in Anaheim, Thursday the 22nd. And you better be there because it's about a rewrite of Prop 47. We're going to be in Lot 4. The parking lot, Lot 4 at Honda Center, live on the air from 1 until 4. The petitions will be available from 1 till 6. And we will have petitions. Again, this is a major revision of Prop 47. And it's for all the counties in Southern California. Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, Ventura, San Diego County. So you don't have to live in Orange County to sign the petition. To go to the Honda Center, you have to take the Ball Road entrance. So enter from Ball Road, however you need to get there, because the other entrances will not be available. You will see us. We will be talking to you, and we'll be talking to special guests, and everybody will be signing petitions. And the three main provisions there is that third time somebody gets nailed for theft, they get charged with a felony, and they go to prison. And secondly, third time you get nailed for drug use, drug possession, drug sales, any of that stuff. Third time you get a choice of either jail or treatment, which is the way it used to be. Jail or treatment. Theft, it's prison. Third thing, really important, if you are selling fentanyl and they catch you, first time they'll give you a warning that if you do this again and your fentanyl sale ends up in somebody's death, we can charge you with murder. And that also enhances the penalties for repeat arrests. We'll explain all this in great detail on Thursday, Honda Center, 1 to 4 in Anaheim, Lot 4, to enter from Ball Road, and you want to sign the petitions. ABC 7 has done a story on the Gascon race. And they talked to this guy, Jim Newton. And I remember this guy's name. He used to be an LA Times writer. He now works at UCLA as a lecturer. And he's got something called Blueprint Magazine. And his analysis is Gascon could get one of the top slots. Remember, it's the top two to go to November. Not because Gascon is in any way popular. In fact, he's got a 51% disapproval rating. His support is in the 20s, and then there's people who don't know or don't care. But it's that there's 11 other candidates, and they're going to split the vote so many different ways. And obviously, if you have the opposition votes split 11 different ways, and let's say Gascon has a solid 15 to 20%, that could be enough for him to get in. And so the story is pretty much handicapped. But the thing is, the polls have been all over the place. I would say John Hatami shows up most often among the leaders. And others who have done well, depending on the poll that you look at, could be, you can include Nathan Hochman in that, John McKinney, Eric Siddall. But Deborah Archuleta, it's been a mess, though. The polling has been a mess. It shows that most people don't know who's running. Most people are undecided. Hatami and Hochman have broken through to some extent with name recognition. And we are going to very soon announce our recommendations. We're going to probably announce two names because I'd like to see two guys get the top two spots. Not one, but two. And then knock out Gascon entirely. And you really cannot split your vote 11 ways. So you should do some of the research, and I think some of the fringe candidates are pretty obvious. So within a day or two, we're going to get really blunt on all this and tell you who's... Because you can't just vote for someone 100% matches your belief system. First of all, there's no such thing. But even if there is, the second thing is, well, can they get elected? Do they have the money? You have to have the money to advertise. Hatami and Hochman are doing advertising, and that's why their polling is going up. Because this is about getting a win. This is not about standing by some ideological purity. I never believe in that crap anyway. Too many people do. They'd rather lose and die on a hill for the sake of purity than actually win and get much of what you want accomplished. And right now, anything would be better than Gascon. I mean, absolutely anything is better than Gascon. But there's degrees of better. And you also have to look and see, not only are they well-financed, I mean, do they have some popularity? Do they have some base of support? Because you're not going to be able to go from 0 to 20 overnight. You got to have something going for you already. And you could be a good candidate with a good record and be a nice guy and a good personality. And you're still not going to, you're not going to be able to beat Gascon. You're not going to be able to make it to the finals. And then you have to beat Gascon in the November election. You can't be, you know, Gascon is an extreme leftist, but you can't be an extreme rightist. Because remember, Gascon has the help of, you know, the infrastructure here. He's got, you know, the media tends to be left, obviously. The LA Times is going to be doing cheerleading for Gascon. They're probably already looking for all kinds of dirty stuff on his opponents that they can twist into misleading commercials filled with lies and innuendo. Of course they're going to do that. It's legal to do that, apparently. You know, you can lie in political commercials. In most advertising, you can't lie. You can't tell an out-and-out lie. Some companies do, and they get away with it. Others don't. Obviously, you know, there's grades of it. There's exaggeration. There's misleading statements. All that can be policed to some extent. But in political commercials, nothing is policed. Everything's fair. Political speech is considered fair game, no matter what they say. So you know Gascon is going to run a campaign filled with lies, and some of the lies will be aimed at the opponents. So you need to have a candidate who can survive those lies. You can need to have a candidate who could survive the left-wing tilt of the L.A. County electorate. Because we can't fool ourselves here. The L.A. County electorate voted for Eric Garcetti twice. They vote for Gavin Newsom overwhelmingly. They vote for Mike Bonin, God, on the west side. We've got five communists in local government right now between the city council and the city controller. So you have to have somebody who can thread the needle. This is no time for purity. This is time for a victory. Because really, you don't want to live with four more years of Gascon. So you got to think clearly here. Look at people who have a name, people who have some financial backing, and it's all online. You could see exactly how much money that they've had donated and how much money they have on hand. Surprisingly, Gascon has not had that much money donated to him, and he doesn't have that much cash on hand. Now, that could change, of course, but apparently a lot of the left-wing groups have left-wing supporters have abandoned him because they don't want to get shot either. They don't want to get robbed while they're having dinner. They don't want to be smashed and grabbed while their wife is buying some jewelry. They don't want all the vagrants running around in the streets. So anyway, Thursday, really important because we could give the new prosecutor a tool, an important tool. Honda Center from 1 to 4 o'clock. We're going to do a major revision of Prop 47 there. And you could sign the petitions anywhere from 1 until 6. We've got more coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Star-studded hour next hour, 3:20. We're going to have Rick Caruso on about the disgusting graffiti tower that's really an eyesore in downtown Los Angeles. And we're going to talk about how Karen Bass really hasn't, we'll let Rick talk about what he thinks of Karen Bass's work to reduce crime in Los Angeles and whether anybody has noticed a difference. Now, normally I don't like to praise an employer. I'm not one of these suck-ups, one of these kiss-ass employees, but I think one of the executives at iHeart should be congratulated. John Zellner is the iHeart Media President of Programming Operations and Digital Music. And he donated an HD signal to that poor guy whose radio station tower was stolen. Down in Jasper, Alabama, it was WJLX AM 1240. It was the community station. Local news, high school basketball, and somehow the transmitter, 200-foot radio tower, disappeared. And so John Zellner, the iHeart executive, offered an HD channel from a Birmingham station that iHeart owns, WDBX, and now the programming of WJLX can be heard at 101.5 FM for the time being. How about that, huh? That's good. First thing they're going to do is broadcast a high school basketball game, which is one of the big events in that part of the country. So now that's the last time you're going to hear that.
Really?
That's right. Did you ever schedule a job interview and blow it off and not call?
No.
Did you see this story?
I heard about it.
Have you ever gotten a job and then never shown up for work?
No.
Okay. 93% of people in this survey report ghosting the interview that they had set up with a company. Now, they contact the company, right?
Right.
Or they make themselves available and the company calls them and they agree on an interview. It's like, okay, Thursday at 2 o'clock. And the employee says, yeah, I'll be there Thursday at 2 o'clock. And then they never show.
They don't even call.
93% of this is Gen Z people. 93% in a survey of an employment website called Indeed. And then 87% have not shown up for their first day of work. These are, you know, I'd never thought of this. The whole concept, if I couldn't come to an interview of not calling, of not, no, I don't think that ever happened to begin with. I think I went to every single interview that was ever arranged.
You know, it seems like this all started, all this baloney started right when the pandemic hit. I don't think we heard about stuff like this before that. And I just, I cannot relate to that generation at all.
This is TikTok crap. You know, some lazy 22-year-old who's not feeling it today puts out a video on TikTok and it gets millions of hits and everybody goes, yeah, yeah, ghost the interview. You show the man.
As the youngest person on the show,
yes,
this does not relate to me whatsoever because, I mean, I'm technically a millennial, but I'm closer to the Gen Z side of the millennials.
Right.
But I just don't understand how if you're out trying to get a job, you get to the point of the job application process where you actually get an interview, and that's even hard enough these days, and then you just blow it off. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, don't you want to get a job and make money and provide for yourself and want money to be able to do things?
Well, I think they are. What they're doing is they maybe have a better offer, and so they're not polite enough, right, to just say, hey, look, I know we have this set up, but I got another job or something.
Or they wake up and they're not feeling it.
Right. Well, then you don't deserve a job anywhere.
According to the survey, the number one reason is it made them feel in charge of their career. You're not in charge of your career by not showing up at a job interview. You're just not showing up.
Yeah, you're not going to have a career if you don't show up.
Aye. It says, in some cases, businesses now are doing this. 20% of the workers complain that an employer failed to show up for a phone interview. And about a quarter said they were given an offer and then left hanging. Nobody ever came back to them. You know my first radio job I applied for?
Yeah.
The radio station was in a converted house in a rural town in Pennsylvania. I drove 5 hours from my parents' home in New Jersey. And I sat in the kitchen there for 5 hours until the owner waddled in. And he waddled in, walked right by me. I had a noon interview. It was now 5 o'clock.
So rude.
And he plopped his greasy, sweaty body into a chair in the production room. He was going to do a commercial. And I shot up from the kitchen table and I barged into his studio. And I said, hey, I've been waiting here since noon. I drove 5 hours to come here. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I got the job.
Well, yeah, he's saying this guy has the you know what to stand up to me.
I was yelling at him before I knew his name.
Way to go, John. Nothing's changed.
Yes, that's why I have such a
you are who you are.
A poor view of radio management. That was my introduction.
It's called initiative.
Yes, it's like 5 hours. Why don't I smack the guy? You know what he was? It was a rich kid, and his daddy had bought him a little radio station because his daddy owned a factory and put his kid into some supervisory position at the factory, completely screwed it up. So dad sent him out to the middle of Pennsylvania since the kid was interested in radio. It's true.
Well, at least he got you.
At least he got me. Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.